This DJ has a singular advantage over other DJs. Stuart Huggy Hughes is immune to every known music genre, including punk. Periodic transfusions of his music can give his listeners a second, a third lifetime, perhaps more. Stuart Huggy Hughes will live longer than anyone has ever lived. He is Jurassic Coast Super Jock. Legend.
Hey, yes, that's me. How are you today? It's a hot summer show. It's Huggy here with you for the next 60 minutes. It's Mac and Leo Sayer. Got some thunder in my heart. How about you? Way to start off the show, eh? Mech and Leo Sayer. And of course that one, Thunder in My Heart. Hey! So how are you? Welcome along to the hot summer show right here on your number one community radio station, that is. And each and every week we get let loose in the studio here at your number one community radio station. And the Riot Squad. It's Huggy, of course, and we got some great music for you lined up. And first up, some sad news about the passing of one of the greats, Graham Fenton, who, of course, was best renowned for being the lead singer with Matchbox. Yes, the rockabilly rebel passed away last Sunday at, I believe, at his home. He was born in 1947, grew up in Hanwell in West London, and his parents Mary and Jim were both passionate about music, and young Graham loved playing his parents' records, everything from Bing Crosby to country, Boogie Woogie, and most importantly Bill Haley and the Comets. And well, we're going to have a little tribute to Graham Fenton today, a sad passing of that great man, gone to join the Golden Jukebox up there in the sky. A couple of numbers from Matchbox and Graham, a rockabilly rebel, and we're going to follow that up with a cracking number, When You Ask About Love. So without further ado, as I always say, over to Graham and Fenton.
Favorite station.
Playing your favorite music.
I think I know what's wrong with you.
Graham Fenton for you, the late and the great Graham Fenton. Gone to join that golden jukebox up there in the sky, along with Matchbox for you there. And of course, When You Ask About Love. And once again, rest in peace, Graham. Right, on with the music we go. It is, of course, the hot summer show, and blimey, it has been hot as well, hasn't it? The whole hay fever, or the old hay fever, came back with a vengeance. Oh, my goodness. The eyes were running, the nose was bunged up, and didn't feel all that good at all last week, I must admit. And, if you are a sufferer of hay fever, oh, my thoughts go back to you. Anyway, I'll tell you what we're going to do for you right now. We're going to play a couple of oldies, a couple of duets as well. How about Sandy Shaw and Chris Andrews? Now, they teamed up together many, many moons ago. And Oh No He Don't. And after that, we're going to hear from Honor Blackman and Patrick Manee when they joined their forces together with those kinky boots. So, first of all, Sandy Shaw, Chris Andrews. Oh, no, he don't.
Only 3 days ago, I left my baby. Had to leave him, he was driving me crazy. He said he'd come round at 8, come round at 10. He said he's sorry, but he'd do it again. Well, I know he loved me.
Oh, no, he don't.
But he didn't call me.
Oh, no, he don't.
I know he missed me.
Oh, no, he don't.
He wanna kiss me.
Oh, no, he don't, little girl.
Do you think they give us that old TV program now?
Maybe.
My folks, they don't like. To leave this man and give myself a rest. As I didn't love him, I told him to go. I know it hurt him, but it didn't show. Well, I know he loved me.
Oh, no, he don't.
But he didn't call me.
Oh, no, he don't.
I know he missed me.
Oh, no, he don't.
He wanna kiss me.
Oh, no, he don't now.
Oh, you like my Millie accent, man?
That's terrible, so bad.
Hot summer sound on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Everybody's going for those kinky boots, kinky boots.
Kinky boots, it's a manly kind of fashion that you borrowed from the brutes.
Borrowed from the brutes. Kinky boots, fashion magazines say wear 'em.
And you rush to obey like the women in a harem.
Full length, half length.
Fully fashioned calf length.
Round boots, black.
Leather jack boots.
Low boots, high boots.
Lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots. Kinky boots. Kinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots. A kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots. Kinky boots.
Puss in boots. Footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits. Kinky boots. Advertising men say try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girls, street girls.
Frumpy little beat girls.
Square girls, cool girls.
Sexy little school girls.
Maiden aunties.
Naked every contest.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots.
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up the center, little tender boots.
With kinky, slinky.
Leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots.
Hey, have you got your kinky boots on? I'll tell you what, I just had to have a look because I didn't know what I actually put on this morning, but no, I haven't got them on. You're okay. Certainly haven't got those high thigh boots on anyway. Anyway, it was enough of that, Huggy. Hey, they're outside. They're laughing at me. Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We've got two new numbers coming your way right now. Belinda Carlisle, she's got something new out. It's an oldie that she's redone. It's called Get Together. I think it was the Beatles, wasn't it? George and Ringo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Get Together. And after that, something new from Gary Curtis and Billy Swan. Billboard Moving Picture Show, which is great. The Young Bloods, actually.
You hear the song I sing, you will understand.
Listen.
You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hands. Just one key.
Yeah, Belinda Carlisle, Get Together. It was the Young Bloods, not the Beatles. I can't get it right there. It came out in 67, the original. Wow, I'll have to dig it out sometime.
Another hot summer sound on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Oh, Most times I find myself staring at the billboard signs.
Lots of make-believe places to go. You're the queen of all the billboard shows. When the traffic stops and I rub my eyes, those signs come alive.
Well, it's a billboard moving picture show on every freeway sign. My imagination is a running wild, so I don't lose my mind.
I pretend we're in the action, and you're the main attraction.
It's an open air stop and go, a billboard moving picture show.
Nominations, cause it's all in my imagination. Every sign I pass, we're the stars in every scene.
We're in the mountain meadow with the Marlboro Man, Tahiti on the American plan, the Nissan Man and his little hound saying, enjoy the ride, we're homeward bound. Well, it's a billboard moving picture show on every freeway sign. My imagination is a running wild, so I don't lose my mind.
I pretend we're in the action, and you're the main attraction.
It's an open air stop and go, a billboard moving picture show. On every freeway sign, my imagination is a running wild, so I don't lose my mind.
I pretend we're in the action, and you're the main attraction. It's an open air stop and go,
a billboard moving picture show. When it's an open air stop and go, a billboard moving picture show.
We could do with some of that this weather, couldn't we? My word. Yeah, a billboard moving picture show. How about that then? Sitting in your car watching the movies. That'd be great. Gary Curtis for you there. And, of course, Billy Swan. What a cracker that is. Well, each and every week we have a few features for you, as you well know by now. One is our triple play. That's coming up a little bit later. We've also got the 60s to the up-to-date. It's something old, something new. But the other little feature that we introduced, the one of the first bouts of hot weather. We have that heat wave. Not the most recent one, but the one before that. And I thought, well, we'll cool everybody down. Let's get Christmassified. That's what it is. Huggified, Christmassified, and dig out some Christmas music and start our countdown to Christmas off. And so now we've got about 18 and a half weeks to go to Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, indeed. 18 and a half weeks. So are you ready? I've dug something up from Sam Ryder. So a pretty recent Christmas number, and your Christmas to me, we're going to hear from Sam.
Countdown to Christmas on the Stuart Huggy Hugh Show.
Ho, ho, ho.
18 and a half weeks. Ho, 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 ho. Can't wait for that pasty.
Christmas to me.
me. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no.
And a Happy New Year. Oh. And may all your Yuletide be happy.
Come on, Wolfman, please. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, you can't get rid of him, can you? Every week he gets in there somehow. Wolfman Jack. No, there you go, Sam. Sam Ryder, of course. And his Christmas number. Was it last year he bought that out? I think it was. Anyway, there you go. That's one of our features. We also have our triple play, and that's up and coming right now. Dug out three goodies for you. I've got the brand new one from FM. It's not DAB, it's FM, okay? It's called Don't Call It Love. The little bit in the middle today is something pretty local, actually. It comes from the Hewish Hooligans. And the Ballad of the Green Jolly, all about Yeovil Town Football Club. If you're a Yeovil fan, you're going to enjoy that. And finishing up our triple play today, something from Bad Company and Struts and the Rock and Roll Fantasy. Without further ado, triple play.
It's time for a hot summer triple play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
First time
for a hot summer triple play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
He's bouncing around the corner, shades untight. Cream Jolly's got you'll feeling just right. Mascot Maverick with fizzy feet, doing backflips in the player suite. Town FC. Managers come and managers go. Charlie's still dancing through rain and snow. Justin's charged to stir and spill. Playing Saul Jolly rocked him well. Mascot of mayhem, mascot of folly. While tactics shift and squads evolve, Jolly's groove no need to solve.
It's time for a hot summer triple play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Oh, grab.
It's so hard.
Triple play, God, my word. Well, I suppose if you ended the heavy rock stuff, you enjoyed today's triple play, finishing with that one from Bad Company and the Struts. And I like that, it's good. But did you like the jolly one? I'm sure you did. Anyway, how are you today? COVID free? Yeah, we always say the same, don't we? COVID free, flu free. Everything else is free. Oh dear. And they're waving outside. Yeah. Out through the glass. Yeah. They're waving at me. So I better wave back. They can't wait to get in here, kick me out, and they'll do their shows. But got a little while to go yet. What we got? Another 15 minutes? Something like that. My word, I'll tell you what. When you get in here, that hour seems to fly by. It does, honestly. Anyway, we've got some more music. Paul Hardy is in the Heritage chart this week with this little number called Funky Woman. So I'm going to play that for you. And then I've got something new. And you're going to love it. Matt Bianco. When did you last hear from them? Matt Bianco. Oh, yeah. Get out of that lazy bed. You're not still there, surely. They've got a new single out. Anyway, Matt Bianco. It's called Deep Space. But first of all, Paul Hardy.
I like it funky, woman.
on your mobile and on smart speaker. You're listening to the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Deep space, you take me to a new place. Never felt like this before. We touch the stars right now, and we fall into a deep space.
Back a few years, isn't it? Deep Space, love it. Matt Bianco, brand new. And that's a first play right here on your number one community radio station. That is... Oh, my word. I'll tell you what, we better get on with the music. The old time's running out, isn't it? We've still got one feature to go. You know what that is, don't you? Something old, something new. It's the time when we play something old from either the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and then we play the same artist and something bang up to date. And, yep, Well, we've got something good for you today. Eden Kane. My word, when did you last hear from Eden Kane? Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to hear from him today because he's been back in the studio. He's got a brand new album out, and from that album, he's got a single. It's called A Little Bit of Rock and Roll. But before that, as we usually do, we play something from the years gone by, and we can actually go back to the 60s with Eden Kane and, well, I ask you.
From the 60s through to the up-to-date-es.
Something old, something new.
It's time for something old, something new. On the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
My world in two. I don't think you're getting away with it. You're gonna pay me somehow. You cruelly wrecked my life, but oh, you want me now. Oh, baby, just you ask me. Get down on your knees and try. Like me when I ask you. All right. I don't think you're getting away with it. You're gonna pay me somehow.
Through to the up-to-date-es. It's time for something old, something new on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Oh my word, she was a sweet señorita, making the sound of her margarita. I headed up to the bar stool and gave her a glance. She looked at me like I crawled out from under a rock right there. I began to wonder. The bartender said, give it up, son, you don't stand a chance. Well, that's the kind of day I've had all day. Oh, but that's okay. And the band played a little bit of rock and roll. Sometimes we'll do, yeah. Little bit of rock and roll will make you feel alright. When the world's getting to you, go away, hallelujah. A little bit of rock and roll will get you through the night. Well, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I said, hit me again, give the lady what she's drinking. A faint heart never won the hand of a fair maiden. Then a man in a big ass hat said, amigo, about to get yourself killed by a fella called Rio. There's a man at the door, senor, I think that's him. Well, that's the kind of night I've had all night. Well, that's all right. Hold tight now. Sometimes we'll do, yeah.
to know his limitations. I was over my head in a bad situation. I got up looking for the easy way out. This kind of thing could really make your day. As I was on my way, I heard the band play a little bit of rock and roll. Sometimes it'll do ya. Just a little bit of rock and roll will make you feel alright.
Bit of rock and roll.
Just a little bit.
Eden Cade. Peter Sarsden's brother.
Rock and roll.
A little bit of rock and roll, love it. Oh my. Oh yes, here we go. When you hear this music, you know that we're almost out of time. Time for me to pack up the gear. Get out of the studio, let the next presenter in to present their show right here on your number one community radio station, that is. And it's been a hoot being with you today, and if you've enjoyed the show, then join me again, same time, same place, next week, when we do it all again. Going to play out today with Chapel Road, gone straight into number one. And how long is it going to stay there for? Forever, I expect. It's called The Subway. Catch you next week. Don't get lost down there, will you? Ciao.
Just another girl on the subway.